Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
It's the Week in Philly, sponsored by your Delaware Valley Honda dealers. Get a deal you'll like on a Honda you'll love.
It started when officers went to a home to serve a drug warrant. Shots fired, heard here on broadcast.
Started closer to 4 o'clock in the evening. By 6:30 p.m. Eastern Time, we're watching it playing out live on national news stations, and it was not resolved until close to midnight.
We do know this guy actually came outside with a gun on his person.
It was miraculous that in the end only 6 people were injured, and all of them are out of the hospital.
We are back on the Week in Philly, and this week we got a verdict in the trial of Maurice Hill, the man who shot 6 Philadelphia police officers back in 2019. He was found guilty on a majority of the dozens of charges he faced, including 3 charges of attempted murder. KYW Crime and Justice reporter Kristen Johansson covered this trial, and she joins us now. And first off, give us a quick recap of what happened back in August of 2019 that led to these charges.
Matt, we were on the air for hours about this. This was a standoff with police and Maurice Hill. That's not been in question that Maurice Hill was inside the home. He was shooting at police officers that day. There were 6 that were actually shot. There were a couple of others that were injured for various reasons. We were on the air, I want to say it was about 7.5-8 hours or so, covering this entire event. And eventually he did come out of the house. He actually had guns on him when he came out of the house, and it was the police commissioner at the time, Richard Ross, and the district attorney, Larry Krasner, and his criminal defense attorney who all helped trying to get him out of the house.
That was one dark day that went into a dark night. It was rough, and it had its impact.
Many people remember this because it happened in Nicetown and basically the area around 15th and Erie, including the subway. It kind of blocked traffic. So a lot of people remember that happening, that it was like a blocked traffic day.
So the trial, I think it lasted 8 days. What was the defense arguing? Like you said, there was no argument that it wasn't him. So what was the defense here?
The defense was arguing that basically Maurice Hill believed, and Maurice Hill got up on the stand and said this, that he believed that it was intruders coming into the home at that time and that that's why he fired. His defense attorney, Ellis Palavides, actually explains that piece of it.
We weren't debating whether he fired. We were debating why he fired. And there was a total of 19 charges for which he was found not guilty of. So I think that that evidence is that they at least gave due consideration to the matter.
So he gets up and he just tells this story about how he believed that he saw these shadows coming in and he saw guns. And then that's why he then pulled out his AR-15 and began to fire at them. And then he had all these other handguns that he was also shooting from. Obviously, the prosecution was really trying to poke holes in that story and actually brought up a perjury charge that he had had previous, and also that he had a previous gun charge that said that he wasn't allowed to own or possess any gun. How that played to the jury, I'm not really sure, because he ended up not being convicted of all of the counts against him.
Did you have any takeaways from the courtroom during the trial?
It was an interesting 2 weeks. It was a very long 2 weeks. There were a lot of pieces of law that had to be argued really to a fine point. There was the family for Maurice Hill was in there. They're very supportive of of Maurice. And then there was also the families of the police officers. Now, anybody who's been in a trial understands that witnesses are sequestered, so they can't actually sit in there and listen to all the testimony that happens. But it was the support from the additional police officers. And I have to say that when it came down to the verdict, the police commissioner, I don't think I've ever been in a courtroom where the actual police commissioner of the city was in there for the verdict, but he and many of the deputy commissioners were in there for the verdict.
To see justice served, to see the jury go through this very complicated and very thoughtfully and be able to, you know, hold this person accountable, we're appreciative of that, and we're appreciative of the work and the support the men and women got today.
Now, as I mentioned, he was found guilty on a majority, but not all the counts he faced. How did it break down?
So it was three different attempted murder charges, and that involves, there were police officers that were injured in various ways. Then there were nine counts of aggravated assault and aggravated assault on law enforcement. Those are two separate sections. Then there was like reckless endangerment, conspiracy, an obliterated gun. There's much more, I would say, legal charges, but that's essentially what it was. But there were about 20 charges that he was acquitted of as well. So he was facing dozens, 66 or something, and he was acquitted of many of those charges.
Did the way the counts broke down surprise you, or as you watched the trial? Because a lot of times I think when you haven't been following a trial like this and you hear that, you're like, wow, that's crazy. But as someone who saw what was presented, what was allowed to be considered, did it surprise you?
I think there were probably, in the back room, there were probably some compromises that were made for what the evidence showed. Like, they had to recreate kind of everything, I imagine, on notes or like a big board or something. So in a sense, it surprised me. But you never, I always say this, and I say this in the newsroom, you never know what a jury is thinking. Not even the judge, no lawyers, nobody knows what's thinking. And those jurors actually didn't want to talk to any of the media after.
So what is Hill facing now sentence-wise?
A lot of time. I mean, basically, you could say the rest of his life in prison. That's the amount he could totally get. I think the judge is going to have to take in a lot of different factors. I mean, he's really facing the rest of his life in prison. That's the total amount he could get. I mean, she could really range from decades to the rest of his life. So she's really going to have to figure out kind of, you know, he did waste the court's time because he did go to trial. He didn't take a deal. It was him. But, you know, he also was acquitted of about 20 charges. So she's really going to have to look at that entire range and decide something.
And when will sentencing be?
He will be sentenced in July.
Thank you very much, Kristen. KYW Crime and Justice reporter Kristen Johansson joining us. We have much more of The Week in Philly coming your way. Please stay with us. The Week in Philly from KYW News Radio is sponsored by your Delaware Valley Honda dealers. Now's the time for a great deal on a new Honda. It's time to drive smarter with high-tech features and excellent reliability. It's time for intelligent design plus exciting performance. Get a new vehicle you'll love. Check out the Honda Civic, Accord, or HR-V. Contact your local Honda dealer today. See dealer for financing details.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Can't get enough baseball? Start streaming MLB Network today. Get up to 15 out-of-market games a week live on any device, plus 24/7 access to MLB Network's award-winning shows, including live game look-ins and exclusive player interviews. And hear live radio play-by-play from all 30 clubs with MLB at Bat. Enjoy the home of baseball from virtually anywhere. Plans start as low as $5.99 per month. Sign up now at MLBNetwork.com/stream.
Available in the U.S. only. Blackout restriction applies. Visit MLB.com/subscribe for full terms and conditions.